This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Sam Miller. He's coming up in just a second.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for calling the Mabes. Your call is important to us, but due to an extremely high level of hormonal changes, all family members are currently busy crying or fighting with each other. To speak with Josh, press 1 48 times. If he doesn't pick up, press 10 more times while screaming profanities. He'll eventually answer. To speak with Mackenzie, press 2, but don't press too hard or she'll threaten to quit school, move out, and become a stripper. To speak with Melanie, well, she no longer lives here anymore. She lives at the gym. She's having a hard time getting older. To speak with Tom, well, I'm probably out in the garage sneaking a beer. So anyway, if you're a telemarketer, take your phone and stick it up your...
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. At the news desk, it's Jess Hooker.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Chick.
Josh Arnold is here at the sidekick chair.
Hi, Chickster.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold with our very special guest.
Well, thank you very much. We are joined in the studio by comedian Sam Miller. How do I word this? You can't see Sam. Sam is a man of a certain size.
Unless you're watching YouTube.
A big fella. You can see him on the YouTube. That's right, the Bob and Tom YouTube channel. See, how tall are you, Sam?
I am 6'6". I am 360 pounds. 370 right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I've been doing cardio.
So, yes.
Yeah, and it's working. It's just my legs are bigger. Yeah. And my middle's the same size.
Sure. So. You gained some of that muscle.
It's good to see you. And now, by way of background, You are now. You're a married man. Is this correct?
Very married.
Very married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really good at being married. It's really easy. I'm not into that. A lot of people are into the poly stuff. I
don't. Poly.
Yeah. They're multiple. Poly, right.
Polyamorous.
Yeah. Oh, like a thruple, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three people? Yeah.
No, thanks.
Thruple? No?
No.
Yeah, I have a hard time with math, so I just... one-on-one, baby. That's what I'm looking
no
for.
No zone defense, right? No.
Just stay, man, just stay focused.
Okay? No. But it's great to be back. Thank you for having me back.
We'll check in with you in a matter of moments. I want to get a couple quick news headlines. Sitting in, as you can see, for Christy Lee, it's Jess Hooker. Looking good today, Jess.
Thanks, Tom.
There was some implication that I was saying, suggesting you had a lot of work done. I was referring to your house, not to your
right,
place.
Right. Yeah, no. It's
work on our place.
Yeah, there we go. Yesterday we had a fascinating story about a guy that had a ruler tattooed on his finger.
Yes, we did.
So he must have been a carpenter or something.
He was a navyman, wasn't he?
Yes. He worked on the ships.
A navyman?
Yeah, a navyman.
Is that what they call them?
Absolutely.
A seaman? Okay.
Oh, they like to be called Navem.
Oh, Navem. What?
I thought it was interesting. He was able to, it'd be handy if you were a carpenter.
Don't you think people with tattoos are just generally filthy?
Oh, filthy.
Filthy people, right? Filthy.
I don't trust them.
I noticed that you have a tattoo of an AK on your right arm. Is that it?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah. I tell you, I hate tattoos, and I hate them who wear them.
Yeah. A chick has
I'm showing you my tattoos.
I got this gun tattoo to look tough, and then after I got sober, I got a job at a preschool, and they made me wear a sock on my arm.
Yeah.
Sure. Like Mick Foley.
Yeah, and the kids would be like, "What's wrong with your arm?" And I was like, "I got a boo-boo."
Oh, you should have totally turned that into a puppet. That would have been great. Puppet right? time.
Yeah. And there's a hand grenade as well there.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I used to have like a temper.
Yeah. Yeah. That let people know, did it?
Yeah, yeah.
What about the fish?
What's on the other arm?
Well, I wanted the other arm to be chill. Right. Because the balance.
I can't see.
It's a fish and a flower, a burbot, and
a daisy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Looks like a pike. Big fish. And now, have you gotten any tattoos since your...
Yeah,
well-publicized sobriety?
I got the seagull on my new ones that I got since I've been on the show. I got a seagull on my knee.
Okay.
Because I have a joke I used to do about how when I got sober, there was a rumor going around that I was eating seagull eggs, but it's not true. I never ate seagull eggs. That's a rumor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I also just got the Capitol Theater signed from Olympia, Washington, and that's the theater that I woke up in front of on June 10th, 2008, my last day homeless, and also where I recorded my debut comedy album.
Oh, man, cool. How cool is that?
That is cool.
Same theater. So very it was cool. Pretty cool.
Now, where's that one?
That's in Olympia, Washington.
No.
On your body.
Where's the tattoo? Sorry.
Yeah. I also got the tattoo in Olympia. And, no, it's on my leg, and it's still healing. It still hurts a little bit. Mm. So.
Boy, okay. that's a Netflix movie waiting to happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the call.
Yeah.
You woke up homeless on the street in your own vomit?
No. No.
No. Tom had to the own vomit.
I have no idea who's vomit
that was. I'm making this movie.
Could have been his, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I mean, like, didn't Jimi Hendrix die choking on his own vomit?
Yeah, but he didn't wake up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, then no wonder it wouldn't be such a good movie, would it?
No, I woke up under a tarp with a homeless lady. We were doing tarp stuff.
Oh, sure.
I'm not going to go into details.
Hey, Pat, you like the tarp stuff,
I was
going
to say, you don't have to be homeless to do tarp stuff.
Yeah, you can do blanket stuff. You can,
But I always tell folks, like, I was homeless, too. So it wasn't that weird at all.
Right.
That would have been weird if I woke up with, like, a middle-class lady.
Oh, yeah.
Or vice versa.
If you were out wandering for tarps and weren't homeless.
Yeah, some preppy frat guys.
Well, you know.
Banging a homeless babe at the front of the gutter.
You know how this works? You know how this show works, though?
You know, when you say like that, it's not as hot as.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you really killed the vibe, Tom. Jeez.
You know, there's some housewife out there right now. That's her thing, is banging a homeless guy.
Yes.
Or maybe she just has her husband dress up like that.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Better possibility.
I guarantee you doubt it.
No, you know it's out there.
I guarantee you it's out there.
Well, how long were you homeless, Sam?
It was it's complicated because I lived in a barn for a while.
Okay.
But I guess
that sounds nice.
Well, it's still technically homeless.
Like, was anyone aware that you were living in the barn?
Yeah, because they didn't want me in the house.
Oh, all right.
They were like, go to the barn. I was like, Jesus. Like, what a deal.
Did you sleep in the hay? Or
no, there wasn't any hay in
straw?
The barn. No, I was upstairs. You know what's weird? This is a weird thing I used to do is I had a carpenter's pencil. And I would write like math equations on the ceiling, but I don't know anything about math.
Okay.
I just wanted the next person that lived in the barn to think that the other person who lived there was really smart.
That Will Hunting?
Yeah. No. Because I watched that Beautiful Mind movie, and I was like, maybe I'm secretly a genius.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Well, didn't Patrick Swayze and Roadhouse sort of live in a barn?
He did indeed.
So
he
did. You're in good company.
There. Before they were popular. Yeah.
But while you were without, what do they call it now? Temporarily unhoused?
Yes. No, it's they're houseless. They're not homeless.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, temporarily unhoused, I believe, is the current.
I used to work at a shelter, and I get why they use those terms. Because like, if you're like, oh, that person's homeless, and like, there's a lot of different types of homeless folks. A lot of reasons people get homeless. So sure. I get it, but also I don't care what people call me.
Well, right.
I'm technically homeless because I don't live in an RV, so, right? You could be RV-less.
I'm yachtless.
Yes, I'm trailerless.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So you're trying to put a positive spin on it.
Right now I feel we're being classless.
No, I think tasteless.
Sam, were you ever hit on by like what Tom was asking about, like a housewife?
I would go home with women. Yeah, like
because
you know,
did they know that you were going to stay?
Yeah, I tried. Every dog has his day.
Sure.
You know, but usually I date these women and it'd take them like a week and a half and they'd be like, I've never seen his place. And it's like,
I actually have. We just drove by it.
That's my box.
Yeah. In a way, I have more homes than you.
Yes.
So how did you clean your clothes?
God, I can't believe I'm going to talk about this, but, I used to just wear overalls. Like I had this one summer, all I wore was overalls and football cleats and I would just jump in the lake, like my whole self. And
did you say football cleats?
Yeah. I was a good football player in high school and I went to my mom's house because I wore out my shoes and all I could find was offensive lineman cleats. And I wore them until they became regular shoes. Like the cleats.
You wore off the cleats?
That is efficient.
Yeah, because cleats don't really give that kind of traction on asphalt.
No,
I do on the field. Yeah, I bet so.
So you found women that found a shirtless guy wearing overalls with a lot of BO and cleats were wanted to come. They wanted to take
you home. And he was temporarily uncleated.
Yeah, I think they thought I was an artist or something.
Or a tap dancer.
That's true.
Yeah. There you go.
They were like, or they hated their dad. I don't know.
You know, either way, it worked out.
Probably the latter.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Sam Miller is our guest. I brought up the tattoo thing because you have some prominent tattoos. Mm-hmm. But Ms. Hooker has actually had a couple of tattoos removed.
Yeah.
And they were in, they were on your fingers.
They were on my fingers, yeah. In college, I thought it would be funny to get a Fu Manchu tattooed on both of my fingers.
In other words, she's got a big line on the fingers.
You can't see it anymore. I had them removed.
You hold them up to your mouth. Show them how you do it.
You do this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been equally effective if I would have just had a Sharpie and drew them on there, but
on the occasion of a fun party.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I had those. That was the first tattoo I
had. And you did have, but you had them technically. They were removed.
Removed, professionally.
Do you mind if I ask what that cost?
That one was like, I want to say like $1,200-$1,500 and right now I'm in the middle of having a sleeve removed, so
that's gotta be thousands.
It's not cheap.
Yeah
Wow.
No, those tattoos are cheap. That's why you're getting them.
Now, Sam,
cheap and really, really hot. Okay.
Now, Sam, has anyone ever offered to, would you want to get the, whatever you have, sword
the gun
and
the tattoo?
Gun removed?
No, I don't know. It's a good reminder of like, kind of like the person I was and who I was trying to be and who I'm not anymore and who I am. And also like, if anybody ever wants to be, and I think Jake, you'll understand, like if anybody ever wants to be like, oh, I don't like that because he's got tattoos. It's like, all right, man, peace out, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not a positive.
Good filter.
Life. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you had the sense not to put any on your face.
Yeah.
That's an unfortunate trend I keep seeing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The world keeps moving forward.
I don't think that's forward motion.
No, but you really have to find, hunt to find a tattoo artist who would put something on your face.
Oh, they,
yeah, some of them don't do it. Yeah.
Some of them absolutely, and they don't.
They have standards, ethics.
They really like interview you if you want to have a name tattooed anywhere. Yeah, they're really careful about that too. Yeah,
I had a friend of mine who went to prison in Northern California, and this was before face tattoos were a thing. And he came back, and his whole face was tattooed. And I remember seeing him and just being like and gasping.
Yeah,
but now I see it. Yeah. I see it quite a lot.
Yeah, Post Malone is going to popularize
Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he got the tats in prison?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I'm not going to get any tattoos on my face. I got a cool face. And,
yeah, you do.
Yeah. And my body is going to be what it's going to be. So I should probably really focus
on that. What'd you say? You're six feet. What is it?
6'6".
I'm
370 right now. I always say 360, but I'm 370. But I went to the doctor. My blood pressure is good. It's not good, but it's safe.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yes.
Right.
You have a lot of tattooable real estate, if you will, on your body.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Vast amounts of flesh.
I got a joke about that, about big women.
Really?
And I love big women, and it's nice because they got more room for tattoos, you know.
Oh. Like,
larger canvas.
It's
is
fun.
Your is
yeah.
your
Be
wife,
careful.
A wife, a woman of a certain size?
She is, and I love it.
Yeah, Sam has huge. Told us many that he loves the bigger women.
She rules. She's large. I like big women. That's what I'm into. I've always been a romantic, too. You know, I like to make a little bath, like to draw a bath, but you don't put too much water in there.
Sure.
With the big ladies.
I know.
Archimedes
rule.
Displacement.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
That's right.
There you go.
Is that Archimedes?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
absolutely.
He was way ahead of his time. Yeah, he was bathing big, beautiful women.
Yeah, and he learned. Yeah.
He learned.
A lot of people learn that rule when they're doing that turkey thing with the deep fryer.
Oh, sure.
And they put the oil in, and then they put the turkey in, and the oil catches the house on fire because there's too much. That's Archimedes right there. You said your wife is also a large lady, kind. Do you like to describe her? Rubenesque?
Beautiful.
Or Rubens-esque?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I call her beautiful and amazing, and I miss her, and I can't wait to get back home.
Yes, good for you, Sam.
I'm being complimented.
No, you're not.
No.
That's the thing. Anytime you say to be kind, it's the meanest part of the sentence.
Usually.
You haven't said chunkles yet.
Yeah, but you have.
Implied.
Yeah.
No, I was because he was saying that she was a large gal, so she had more room for tattoos.
Yeah.
That's I appreciate
sweet.
You having my back.
Well, he'd have her back, but it's too big.
Tom scares me on some levels, but on some levels, not at all.
I Sam.
Yeah.
You jokingly said that
kick his ass, Sam. Kick his ass.
Your wife has a lot of room for tattoos.
Yeah, and she's beautiful.
So what
and
does
I
she
love her.
So I my I'm trying to get to something, but Josh keeps interrupting me.
Oh, okay.
What kind of tattoos does she have?
She's got all kinds of stuff, man. My favorite tattoo she has is of a pinup girl, like nursing. And she got that after our first son was born.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It's really cool. And she's got a lot of stuff. She's got a Gilda Radner tattoo.
Nice.
Which I'm really into. A portrait of Gilda?
It's kind of like they have like the $13 on the 13th. You know about this? On Friday the 13th, a lot of tattoo shops, they run these specials.
They do. Yeah, and you get to pick one of the ones that they post, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and she picked the Gilda Radner tattoo.
Wow. By the way, on a very sad note, Joe Flaherty died.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
The great
Count Floyd.
SCTV actor. Mm-hmm. So
is he
sad.
The guy he was in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, Jackass.
Yes,
yeah. He was on Freaks and Geeks. Mm-hmm. He did the fake late night host on SCTV. Just
Count Floyd.
Really hilarious.
Oh!
And who else? I'm trying to think of the other.
He was also Guy Caballero.
There you go.
He was the general manager of SCTV.
Very funny.
He was in a wheelchair but didn't need it. Yeah. He'd hop out of the wheelchair when he got mad.
Very, very nice.
Okay. No, we're going to be there, I guess.
No, we're acknowledging. Look, it's Jess Hooker over there.
Here I am.
You ever see a Linda Ronstadt album from about 1979?
I got my hair cut, and there's lots of feathering and bangs. And
I think you look great.
Thanks.
I think it's fun.
Thanks. I like it, too. Yeah. I like it. I know it's not necessarily popular, but I'm into it.
You look very
nice. Thank you.
I'm a great guy because I love all haircuts.
Oh, yeah.
All haircuts.
That's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's really.
I hate most. I think the current fashion for men I can't stand with the shaved side. Guys look like they're poodles.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. They look like they're in the Hitler Youth.
Well, you're going to hate this. I'm this close to getting a pixie cut. Just just
who have, hates that?
I know Tom does.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. I don't know that
heterosexual men. anybody else?
No way, man.
I
that
like
can
a
be,
pixie.
Real cute. Yeah. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I think they're.
Do you, me do and you Greg hear what you say before you say it, or you just blurt it out?
Sorry. Han and I are both on that list.
Yes, Han. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, keep the,
joke,
yeah. Don't give yourself the butch haircut, ladies. Unless you're, you know.
I love women with really short hair.
Yeah.
Because I had the hots for Sigourney Weaver in Aliens.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I also like girls that fight aliens.
Yeah. So maybe it's that.
Super hot.
There you go.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. So sorry. So you're going to get the old flat top?
I like every 10 years, I just chop it all off, and we're coming to that time.
Okay. So, yeah. How short?
Like just a pixie. It's short.
She's not going to go goes with a gozerian.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I mean, it's not going to be a buzz cut or anything. There's going to be a style.
Could
to
we
it.
Vote? Could we have like a no audience participation
thing? I don't think so.
No, I really I don't.
Fine.
Fine.
Are you going to ever admit how preoccupied you are with hair and haircuts and because you're bald? Does that enter into this conversation?
No, that's nothing to do with it.
Has Sam seen your sideburns, though? I don't think you you do a service.
Tom's significant other is out of town, and when she's gone, he doesn't have to shave his sideburns. So.
He looks like Millard Fillmore. It's
it looks like those little kid hats that you tie at the bottom.
I would consider that an insult if it weren't an insult. No, don't cut your hair. Your hair looks great.
He's gonna
do whatever
say,
you want, Jess.
Thanks, John.
You can do whatever you want.
Do you want to have a job here?
No.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You get fired?
Yeah.
Boy.
Would it be the worst?
What a blessing.
No more therapy. Woo!
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.